Will Blackman, we just got to really watch Wednesday and Thursday. I think he'll be okay, but we do have to watch him on Wednesday, Thursday, see how he does with that AC joint sprain that he has. Josh Evans, he'll be fine. We're just going to protect it. Dwayne Gratz, hamstring. We just got to control him. Think he should be okay. Roy Miller, fine. Geno Hayes, be a type of injury we just got to manage. It might have some issues here and out throughout the whole season, but should be okay. We just got to manage him. Puz has been cleared to return to practice. So we still have to manage him, and might see some limited reps or limited contact, but he has been cleared for practice. Will Rackley has not been cleared yet. Jordan Todman should be okay. Mike Brown, he's got an AC joint sprain like Will. Probably more in question than Will, though. A little bit more in question with him. But we'll take a look at him and see how he develops through the rest of the week. Stephen Burton has not been cleared yet. I believe that's it.
What's Evans' injury?
He had a thumb.
And then Geno is still the hip?
Geno is knee. Okay.
So Puz hasn't been cleared to play yet.
He has been cleared to practice.
Just practice, not play yet.
Right. So what that means, Vito, is that we just got to be careful how much contact he has during the week of practice. And if he goes through things right, he should be okay.
What about Mike Brown? That's the game yesterday with his shoulder.
Yeah, that was that AC joint. Yeah, it was injured before he landed on it, and he's a little bit weaker in there than Will Blackman's, but same style of injury. So it's lifting the arm, see how it is. And usually today, those things like that are a little bit tighter. So Wednesday's usually a good day to kind of evaluate to see where those guys are at.
Will Chad start on Sunday, or is that up from here? Penny.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. We'll get to it right here. But offensively, take a look at a few things. I've talked to you about, it's not how we start, it's how we finish, although the start's important. Good illustration of that. We started off, got 14 points, but we didn't finish very well. And that's why we emphasize it with our team so many times about the importance of finishing. But the first drive, that we came out in the fourth and one, and we were bold, took an opportunity there, and converted on it. What I thought was really cool about that play was I think earlier in the season, Chad may have thrown it to Will in the flat. And we had all been sitting here saying, oh, if he'd have just threw it to Noble, we had a chance for an explosive play. And he did it. He was looking at the fullback, but he hung in there and threw it to Nobles, and we got a big play off of it. So that was cool. But I did think that, one of the things we went into the game was we felt like, if we kicked it at the end of a series, like I mentioned to you yesterday, that was a good thing, either extra point, field goal, or punt. And for the most of the game, we did that until the end where we had a couple turnovers. The frustrating thing offensively, a couple things, was that we had really good field position, kind of what we had hoped defensively. We said we've got to find a way to get the ball to the offense so they could get a lot of ops with good field position. And it took place. We just didn't capitalize on it. And, those things that we need to take a really hard look at. And part of it was third down. We weren't very good in third downs, and it was reflected specifically in those drives. We need to find a way to run the ball. We just have to. It doesn't matter how good they are up front. They're good in the front seven. We still have to find a way. And I think that the illustration that I can use is the goal line play where Mojo scored. We did everything right. Good physical at the point. Sustained blocks. We finished and we got some yards. That showed up at times, but for the most part, we didn't see that type of finish. And that's what we have to challenge our guys, is that picture that we had on goal line, that's how we all have to operate together. But we did mix the ball around. 10 different players got the ball as far as receivers and tight ends and backs. So we did spread around. We were 100% in red zone. We just got to take advantage of those situations that we had. Defensively, we were able to stop the run again, or control the run, I should say, again for the second week. So those are all really, really good signs. I know that it's the second fewest rushing yards in in our franchise history, but you might throw back on to me about the offense. It might be the fifth lowest rushing on offense that we've had in there. But we're speaking about the defense right now, so I'll utilize that stat. But it was. You know, we talk about celebrating those victories. That was really a good sign. I think with Ellington, we went into the game. We felt like they were trying to get him going in the games that we watched on tape. That we did had a conscious effort not to let him get going in our game. And it was cool that we did that with him as far as the running game, out in space, some of the mismatches they used. We felt like we did a good job taking those things away. And, you know, that was good. I thought we got some pressure now. We had, you know, you had 42 times, which is quite a few. But we did get 3 sacks. We did have 6 hits, 6 hurries. And a hurry is when you hit the quarterback and it leads to an incompletion. So even though we didn't get the sack, We did affect him now. We did affect him with some of those. Obviously, we'd like to do more. I think we got to try to still look at that. The third down percentage, good for the defense. Knocked it down to 31%. Although I know they've been struggling, right, on third down. I think they were 30th or 31st in the league. But, you know, I thought they started off 3 for 3. And then after that, I think you saw our mentality change. We became more aggressive. More aggressive on third down, and it paid off for us. I thought as far as players, Alan Ball really stood out. He made really good progress now yesterday. He made some really good plays, really performing the technique. I think it goes back to the Titans play where they were backed up and took a shot. He defended it really well. I think that was a really good sign of good things to come. It was great to see that he captured it. The other guy that I want to mention that really stood out, and if you have a chance to watch the tape, was Jason Babin. His effort on the field, a screen that was backed up made the play, another screen in the middle of the field, he made a play. He got cut, got up, turned, chased, and ran, made a play, came from behind on the backside of a rush, ran all the way back from behind, made the play on the sideline. Some really, really good effort plays. I thought the defense throughout the game, I thought right away we played with decent spirit, but I thought as the game went on, especially in the second half, I thought the level of intensity even picked up more. And so some really good things to pick up on. Andre Branch continues to get better. Not only is his effort, we've been talking about his effort, but he had some good rushes, some really good rushes on tape. So, you know, those things like that are good to see. Ryan Davis, the addition of Ryan Davis, got a hit on the quarterback. I think that was a good thing to see. Special teams, that group continues to shine. Had a really good challenge yesterday with Patrick Peterson back there on punts. Did a good job with their directional punts. Brian's average was really high, 45, something like that, but 7 inside the 20. And, a great job by him. Jordan Tomlin, the 2 returns, again, a credit to him. The London game, he fumbled the ball a couple times on kickoff returns. We stuck with it. We ended up getting some good returns from him. And then Josh Scobie, again, solid with his kickoffs. So I'll leave it open to questions.
Cecil was pretty frustrated after yesterday. Did he have a right to be?
Well, you know what? I talked about that. I understand where Cecil's coming from, and it doesn't make it all right. You know, I think the biggest thing that I talked to Cecil and the team about is I think that each individual has to be a little bit leery, a little bit quick to judge, because sometimes things like that can portray him in bad light. And I think, we talked about making sure you protect the team and protect the environment. But I understand his frustrations. As I think my concern would be this, Ryan, if he was trying to drag other guys down with him, now I have a concern. Now, with that being said, let's not make this a habit. Mm-hmm. Let's not make this a habit where everybody has free rein to say those things. We don't want that. So with that, I would appreciate if he would, be smart about how he handles those things. But I do understand the competitiveness in him, and I understand that he had an opportunity and he wants the ball. We want that mentality.
Were there plays that he was missed?
Well, I think there's a combination of things. I think at times you might see where it was really tight coverage. Some of the things that we look at when you play press coverage and maybe the quarterback only has 1.9 seconds to get the ball off. Sometimes that combination makes it difficult. But it really is about all 11 because at times protection was good, and maybe we went the other direction, like I said, with the 10 other guys being involved. So that's what I'm talking about as far as being quick to judge. You know, there was times where we looked to him, a couple opportunities which he had, others that he was the third read. We were looking to the right. We're going to come back to Cecil, didn't get time to get the ball off. So I think as we go through the film and he sees some of those things, it'll become clearer to him.
Although some of the players in the locker room today, Gus, said that if your philosophy of let's get better every day
right.
applies in this situation, they said to us, then getting better means getting Cecil the ball on a regular basis. Would you agree with
that? Yeah, I would think because he's a guy that we count on and we have hold in high regard. And, you know, when you're out there, and I think going into the game, we had that intent. There's a couple, if you look at the tape on third downs where they played robber coverage. It looked to me like robber coverage, where the safety showed too deep and he dropped down to Cecil's side looking to rob him. And with Patrick Peterson and a robber looking to him, that's tough. You know, it's tough to force it into him. You have to look to other options. And you saw that occur repeatedly on third down. And with that, other guys have to stand up. And, you know, that takes him off the quarterback, and the quarterback has other reads that he has to go to. So we understand we've got to try to find ways. When they're in bunches and stacks like we try to do to get Cecil off that press, you saw the safeties eyeing him up more, you know, where they were coming down and had great awareness for where he was. So, again, it went back to having to win the one-on-one. So I would say with, you know, all honesty, we tried. We tried to do some things. And there were some times he was open and we just missed it. And we just missed it. But as a combination, we just got to continue to fight those battles.
Isn't he dragging other people down when he says they don't throw me the ball and knocking the quarterback?
Well, no, I think if he's going around and getting all the receivers and saying, don't you agree, don't you agree, don't you agree, that would be more, you know, dragging me down.
You said that, I'm not going to quote you here, but said something about you changed your you got more aggressive on third down
and defense.
As it went on, was that something that Bob started calling different defenses or the players had a different mindset?
Good. It was I would say a combination of both, but it started with the aggressiveness of the calls. The first third down was a short yardage. Jonathan Cyprian came up and hit him. Tough deal. Second one, it was in the red zone fringe, and Jason Babbitt came on a good rush, had a chance, we felt like, to sack the quarterback. Alan Ball was in cover two, and if he stays where he should be, we should have an opportunity to get off on third down. They ran a certain route combination where Alan Ball cheated his coverage to help out the length of time they hit it. And so we missed some opportunities there, and guys got a little bit greedy, looking for a route. We missed an opportunity on the sack. And then I think we had another one where we played coverage and rushed. And after that series, then we decided to go to more pressures. Now, the long 91-yarder. Generally, with teams, you may not be as aggressive backed up as you are in the field. And we brought pressure, and they hit a long one. Now, the reason why I say that is backed up, teams change their mentality. On third and long, you might see runs, you might see screens. This team did not have that mentality. This team went for shots and went for longer developing passes. So at that time, Bob called a pressure. I totally agree with the call. Totally agree. I thought it was great because it was the same mentality. Now we missed five tackles or four tackles. That we got to get corrected.
Why didn't you get to the quarterback there?
Mike Harris came from a little bit too far away.
Too deep.
Yeah.
Maybe you said that this time in the year, on the fourth down call where Noble goes for the touchdown, that at the beginning of the year, Chad would have thrown the ball in the flat and it would have been, you know, a turnover, I guess. What changed there? Is it Is it Chad's understanding or the confidence that he has in the player?
I think it's a combination. And I say that as a generality. I don't know if he would have always thrown it. But as a whole, that's what we've seen. I think I told you a week ago that I think he's having a higher comfort level with our offense. I think he's having a better feel of the receivers and the guys that are around him, the protection that he's getting on certain plays. That gives him the idea that he has a little bit more time on certain plays. And he had more poise. I think it was a combination of all those things. But it was pretty cool that he sat back there. You can see him look, and then he kept poise, and he hit it.